Well, tomorrow night is the big show at the Pantages Playhouse Theater. That's the first place I ever saw John Prine, going way back to 1981. Yeah, I saw John Prine in 1981 play the Playhouse. And good show. You know, John Prine shows are pretty much all the same, but they're always great. And he's got a pretty interesting fella opening up for him tomorrow night, in fact. It's a guy that John came across, and he heard his demo tape, and he thought it was so cool that he put it out just the way it was on his own record label, just because he was such a fan. And it's easy to see why. I mean, this guy, his name's Dan Reeder. His songs, John Prine could have wrote pretty much all these songs himself, in a kind of a weird state of mind, for sure, but he could have done it, and he might still, who knows. But it's easy to see why John Prine is a fan of this guy. He's 50-some years old, and he's just put out his second album. Yes. And it's called Sweetheart, and we're going to hear something from it now. And then we'll hear something from John Prine. And then we'll hear something from Dan Reeder again. And then we'll hear something from John Prine again. And we might keep doing that all night long. We don't know. But anyhow, here he is, the guy opening up for John Prine tomorrow night, Mr. Dan Reeder.
I've been waiting for my cappuccino since 1969, and I'm beginning to suspect that the waitress forgot me. That guy over there has only been here for a year, and he just got dinner for his whole family. If I were Jesus, I'd command this dump to wither, board up its doors and windows forever. Come home late and you come home early. You come home big when you're feeling small. You come home straight and you come home curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. So when words come over, what in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. Yeah, I've been running just to be on the run.
Like I had a heart that burns with a fever. I got a weird and a jealous man. Well, I can love it'll last forever. Getting left so far behind. What in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. Yeah, I've been running just to be on the run. It's a mad and mean and a dreadful sorrow. It's across the evil land today. Well, I can't ask about tomorrow. But we ain't got one word to say. So what in the world come over? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run.
He don't go to parties, and he's never home. He don't answer emails, and he don't come to the phone. You'd see why if you saw him, he's just a pile of bones. Bob is dead in. Left hook to the body, straight right to the chin. He went down in the third round and just never got up again. It was a sad day and a bad way for a great career to end. Bob is dead and gone. Fast gun. I said, let's write some motets. He was already done. But you can't mourn forever. Forever's just no fun. Bob is dead and gone. He don't go to parties, and he's never home. He don't answer emails, he don't come to the phone. You'd see why if you saw him, he's just a pile of bones. But he's dead and gone.
On Bear Creek, watching the sun go down. We're on Bear Creek, watching the sun go down. Really makes me feel like I'm on my last go round. Feel the water up on Bear Creek tastes like cherry wine. Feel the water up on Bear Creek tastes like cherry wine. One drink of that water, you stay drunk all the time.
Mr. John Prine from his Grammy Award-winning latest record called Fair and Square, and a cover of the old Carter Family ditty, Bear Creek Blues. Yes, indeed. And I'm betting he'll be doing that one tomorrow night at the Pantages Playhouse Theater when he comes back to town. Bringing along with him a fellow by the name of Dan Reeder, who we heard before that. We heard a couple from his new record called Sweetheart. We heard Bach Is Dead and Gone, along with Waiting for My Cappuccino. Yeah. And then we heard another John Prine ditty in there. What did we hear? Oh, we heard from the German Afternoons album. A fine, fine oldie from John. In fact, the very first Oh Boy Records release. Yes, it was. We heard Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. Yeah. So John Prine, in town, tomorrow night. Go. You know you should. You know you owe it to yourself to go. Yes, you got to pay $14,000 in tax and agency fees. Well, not even tax, just agency fees. Man, that's stupid. I couldn't believe that. It's crazy. They had a big thing in the paper a while back. They were comparing the convenience charge, the Ticketmaster convenience charge on the John Prine show to pretty much any other show, and it was like three times as much. It was stupid. That's House of Blues. That's the big guys for you, huh? I guess John's, you know, he's enough of a commodity that the big guys go after him, and oh well, what are you going to do? But hey, it's only money. How many more times are you going to get to see John Prine? A dozen? That's not enough. Go see him tomorrow. Yeah. Excuse me, I got to cough again. There. I tried to stifle myself. It was tough to pick what John Prine songs to play there. You know, and then I go and play a cover for Pete's sake, like he hasn't written 8 billion great songs his own self. How do you pick a John Prine song? There's too many great ones. All sorts of folks have recorded them over the years. And what the heck, let's listen to a few of those right now. Here's one. This is an album. We're going to play an album, an actual vinyl album. Now, to my knowledge, my knowledge is quite up to date. For a fact, this album does not exist in the popular CD format. And that's too bad, because it's a pretty fine album. It deserves to be in CD form, just for the two songs we're going to play off of it now, as a matter of fact. It came out in 1982. The album is called The Adventures of Johnny Cash. Yes indeed. It's one of those early 80s Johnny Cash albums that nobody knows about. Produced by Cowboy Jack Clement. I mean, right there. It's a Johnny Cash album produced by Jack Clement, for Pete's sake. Why isn't this on CD? It's crazy. And on this album, he does two John Prine songs. And we're going to listen to both of them. Here's one that was originally on John's Aimless Love record, which wasn't very old when Johnny did this here version of it now, live, coming at you on the Twang Trust. Mr. Johnny Cash.
You may live alone and close your eyes. Some folks do. You may dream a dream that's twice your size all night through. But if when the morning comes and who's to tell your dreams too, only you. Only love, love only love will do. Only love, love only love comes true. Nothing else you see, there's nothing else. Only love, only love. But when the morning comes and who's to tell your dreams to, only you. I have known a love within my heart, one or two, where one love would end and one would start, I never knew. If love should come your way, you learn to say, I love you, I love you. Only love, love only love will do. Only love, love only
goes round.
1, 2, 3.
This town. He gets all drunk, he gets a big red nose, and he beats his old lady with a rubber hose. He takes her out to dinner and he buys her new clothes. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. One day you're up, the next you're down. You're in a half inch of water, you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes. The radiator broke and the water all froze. Stuck in the ice without my clothes. I was naked as the eyes of a clown. Was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd croak. When the sun came through the window and the water all broke, I stood up and laughed. I thought it was a joke. That's the way that the world goes round.
I'm Johnny Cash.
When I was a child, my family would travel back to western Kentucky, where my parents were born, to a backward old town that I often remember. So many times that my memories are worn. Then sometimes we'd travel on down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adrian's Hill, where the air smelt like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done called it away. Well, the coal companies came with the world's largest shovel. They tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Dug for the coal till the land was forsaken, then rolled it all down to the progress of man. Oh, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting 5 miles away from wherever I am. Oh, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train hauled it away.
Hi, folks. This is O. Suzanne, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound of the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
This is my new hobby, and I'm going to share it with you. I've been thinking lately about the people I meet, washing on the corner and the hole in the street. Way my ankles hurt with the shoes on my feet, and I'm wondering if I'm gonna see tomorrow. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue, and then we'll whistle like a fishing in the heaven. I was in the army, but I never dug a trench. Used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. I go to town and drink and gear up the girls a pinch, but I don't think they ever even notice me. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue, and then we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Fish and whistle, whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. And when we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never gotta do this again. 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 Our very first job, I said, thank you, please. Made me scrub a parking lot down on my knees. Then I got fired, being scared of bees, but they only gave me 50 cents an hour. Father, forgive us for what we must do. Us. We'll forgive you, we'll forgive each other till we both turn blue, and then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Fish and whistle, whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. And when we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never gotta do this again. Again, again. Oh, Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive. Each other till we both turn blue, and then we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Yeah, we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Yeah, we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven.
Happy New Year, everybody. Well, there's an overweight man with an overweight woman on a sofa watching TV. He's yelling his opinion at the television. She looks up from her food and agrees. They got two bumper stickers on their pickup truck. They keep the pickup parked outside. One sticker says, what would Jesus do? The other bumper sticker says, power of pride. I was thumbing through the stations on my own television when I come across a guy on this religious station singing Somebody's Coming. He sounded whiter than me somehow. Wow. It took me back in time through dwindling Georgia when I was such a guilt-ridden Catholic boy. I'm evangelical agnostic now. I don't know what we're doing here. You don't know what we're doing here. Now Christians, don't walk out of me just yet. You know whose name I'll be yelling as I'm clutching my chest, the one my dad told me to, and his told him to, and I probably pray as much more than you do. Believe shit, every word I sing, but believing and knowing, those are two different things. And if you're trying to change the way a stranger's life will have to go, I believe this is where I want to stick to what I know, which is nothing, you know, nothing for sure, so just chill till the next episode. Now back to the lecture at hand. Seems like my neighbor wants to kill what he can't understand. I say, we can't just kill what we don't understand. But I turn on my TV and I see that, oh yeah, we can. We can and we have since the dawn of man. For countless gods whose only real seeming plan was to see to it that clinging to life was our fate. And you gotta admit, life's pretty great. But can we deny that it's killing us? I'll be here all week. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy birthday, Country Joe. I resolve to do like I always do. I ain't hurting you. Is anything, it's embarrassing. A rusty nail through a careless shoe. You can't help but sit around and wonder sometimes why there's never anything the nail can do. Or think about how unfair it is that the shoe's always going where it's got to. If you ain't the dumb kid out running around, you kinda gotta do what you're born to do. Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. And specifically, happy birthday to you, Country Joe. I resolve to do what I always do, and I only ever make it a day or two.
Brand new music from Mr. Todd Snyder. Where is that brand new album of his? I got it around here somewhere. I must have, 'cause I just played something from it. Ah, yes, here it is. The Devil You Know. The Devil You Know. We heard Happy New Year there. Little early, but what the heck. Yeah, and then before that was something from Todd Snyder again. That was a cover of a John Prine chestnut, Fish and Whistle. Yes, indeed. Not sure where that comes from. It's a mystery. It's on one of those mystery discs. We don't know where they come from. Before that, we heard more John Prine covers. We heard a couple from Johnny Cash from the album The Adventures of Johnny Cash, a 1982 album. We heard Paradise and Only Love. And in between those two, we heard our old pals Green on Red from their reissued version of their album Here Come the Snakes. We heard a crazy little version of That's the Way That the World Goes Round. Yes, indeed. That's what we did here, there. A whole bunch of John Prine-ness for you. Get you primed for the show tomorrow night. Or let you drown your sorrows that you're not going. Either way's fine with us. Hey, did you hear? I haven't talked about my website lately. I've gone like a month without even mentioning it. I got a website, did you know? It's www.twangtrust.ca. Don't do twangtrust.com because that takes you to a Steve Earle page. Actually, you could go there because it's kind of a neat page. But it won't tell you anything about this radio show. You go to twangtrust.ca and you get this crazy page that lets you listen to every broadcast of the Twang Trust for like the last year or so. Yes, indeed. And it's even cooler than the CKW.ca website, which is cool as all get out because it lets you listen to every single show on this station for like the last few weeks. But the twangtrust.ca site goes back even farther. It's wild. But if you miss another one of your favorite CKW shows, you can go there. Well, here. Listen to this, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about I think we'll talk about Willie Nelson. Plenty to talk about there.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
What's the matter, buddy? You sound like you woke up next to a dead horse.
I miss my favorite radio program on CKUW.
Oh, well, you know what? That usually would suck, but have I got news for you.
Really?
CKUW's got a new website, ckuw.ca, where you can go and download any show you might have missed in the last month.
Really?
Yeah, buddy. You can even subscribe to the podcast and just have shows download directly to your computer, and you don't even have to be there.
Really?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
I was lost in trouble and strife. I heard a voice and it changed my life. And now it's a brand new day. Thank you very much. And I ain't ashamed to say you're not alone. When you're down and out, I think you know who I'm talking about. When I don't know how I'll get through, I ask myself, what would Willie do? Long ago, he came unto us. His words were simple, but they went right through us. And the whole world sang along. And then they didn't want to hear his songs. He was gone. And we thought we lost him, but he just grew his hair and he moved to Austin. And all the people smiled. They came to hear him sing from miles. And like a miracle, all the rednecks and the hippies from New York City down to Mississippi stood together and raised a brew. When your skies are gray, what would Willie do? All right. You know, sometimes I still wonder when I ain't getting nowhere, what would old Willie do when things get too much to bear? And I can see him sitting in his lonely old bus, and he's got his problems just like any of us. I bet he'd just take a deep breath and he'd let them all go. Take another deep breath and he'd let them all go. And then he'd take another deep breath and then he'd hold it. And then I bet he'd feel hungry in a way that seems strange. Yes, hungry for all the things he just can't change. Like the time he passed out in his own bedroom, and his ex-wife sewed him up in the sheet, and she beat him with a broom, and he forgave her. And you think that that's rough? Well, then the IRS came and they took away all his stuff. They took his golf course and his recording studio, and he just went on out and did another 4,000 shows. When it's all coming down on you, I think you better ask yourself, what would Willie do? What would Willie do? He travels afar with nothing but a song and an old guitar, and a tour bus and some semi-trucks, and 30 crewmen and a little bit of luck. He loves all the people, the rank and the randy. If you don't believe it, take a look at the family. They'll tell you that it's true. When your skies are gray, what would Willie do? Oh, yeah. What would Willie do? He'd take a little time and he'd talk to old Rooster as they drive on down the line. There's millions down that road, and with the word he's gonna lighten their load. He loves all the people, no matter their races. Hell, he even made a hit country song with Julio Iglesias. And that ain't easy to do. But it's all too much. What would Willie, when the
Oh, don't worry. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, Bruce. Bruce Robinson there, everybody. He's recorded live a little while back at a Willie Nelson show that was raising money for the tsunami relief back in Austin, Texas there. Yes, indeed. Bruce Robinson, famous allergy sufferer, or husband to a famous allergy sufferer anyways, married to Kelly Willis. That was his big hit tune there. What Would Willie Do? Yes, indeed. And, of course, what would Willie do? Well, he'd go to jail, I guess. Well, he's not in jail yet, but apparently he might be. Oh, my goodness. Willie. I don't know if you watched the Colbert Report, but I was watching that last week, and Toby Keith was on. And he started going on about hanging out in Willie Nelson's bus and smoking pot. And then a couple of days later, what happens? Willie Nelson gets busted for pot. I don't know, but it looks like Toby Keith is a bit of a narc, huh? Huh? That's my thinking. I don't know. But hey, here's one of our old pals, Mr. Bob Dylan, stopped by the studio. Bob, come over here. Come over here. Tell the people a little something about Willie Nelson, would you, Bob?
He's like a philosopher poet. You know, he gets to the heart of it and in a quick way, gets it out, and it's over. And it just leaves the listener to think about it.
Living on the road, my friend, is gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, and sank into your dreams.
Nacho was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as polished steel. His gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. That's who made his mix, you know, on the desert down in Mexico. And no one heard his dying word. Ah, but that's the way it goes.
Dust the poncho bit down south, ended up and left his mouth. Day they laid poor poncho low, left his slip for Ohio, and where he got the bread to.
The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends we're told. Monster needs your prayers, it's true, save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old.
Winnipeg. This is Emmy Lou Harris, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
From Elliot Brood, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
And that's going to do it for the Twang Trust tonight. But be here next week when those guys right there, Elliot Brood, are live in the studio. Yes, assuming they get here from Thunder Bay the night before. Anyways, that's the plan. That's the plan. They have the night off. They said they're coming by as long as they get here from Thunder Bay. So keep your fingers crossed, kids. It could be fun. It could be fun. Before Elliot Brood, we heard, who'd we hear? We heard Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan singing Poncho and Lefty. How cool was that? How often do you hear that? Never, but anywhere but the Twang Trust. And you can go hear it again at twangtrust.ca, and we'll see you here next week, kids. Be good.